The mild and somewhat muggy day yesterday ended with a round of showers and thunderstorms during the late day and evening hours, and the air mass has changed considerably across the Northeast today. Temperatures are running below seasonable levels. It almost feels more like a March or April day instead of late May. The dew points are way down, so it's certainly less humid than yesterday, and we have a gusty breeze out of the northwest and west. At times, those gusts have reached close to 30 miles per hour in our valley locations, and up to around 35 miles per hour in the higher terrain. Clouds have been a bit stubborn through the day, and we've seen a couple of light showers and sprinkles fall from time to time. Moving into tonight, high pressure will continue to build in from the west. We'll still have a fairly healthy breeze through the late day and early evening hours. The wind will tend to diminish later at night. Temperatures will be on the cold side, dropping into the 30s in many spots. So there is the threat for some frost tonight through the North Country, through Vermont, also in the Mohawk and Schoharie Valleys, the Helderbergs, the Lake George Saratoga region, the Catskills, and also the Berkshires, and many of those areas are now under a frost advisory from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. for the potential of a damaging frost. So it's going to be a cold start to the day tomorrow, and as the day rolls along, temperatures will climb, moving up into the 60s to around 70 degrees. That high pressure area will continue to work in from the west, but at the same time, a storm will work its way off the east coast, probably in the area of Virginia, and continue to track to the east. Any rain with that system looks to stay to our south. However, if you are traveling south of New York City tomorrow, plan on running into at least some rainfall. The cloud shield will extend farther north, so our southern areas will likely be mainly cloudy through the day tomorrow. The edge of the clouds will probably make it up to around the capital region or so kind of a mixture of clouds and sun for the Albany area, and it looks to be a bit of a brighter day across the North Country. Moving into Friday, a secondary cold front could set off a couple of more showers as we wrap up the work week. Another frost is possible Saturday morning, and it looks like it'll be a bright but somewhat cool start to the holiday weekend on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, areas of frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, areas of frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, areas of frost, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, chance of passing showers, high in the 60s to around 70, and on Saturday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.